higher and wiser flight of achievement than to go smiling to the stake. And so long as you are a bit of a coward and inflexible in money matters, you fulfill the whole duty of man. It is a still more difficult consideration for our average men that while all their teachers, from Solomon down to Benjamin Franklin and the ungodly Binney, have inculcated the same ideal of manners, caution, and respectability, those characters in history who have most notoriously flown in the face of such precepts are spoken of in hyperbolic terms of praise and honored with public monuments in the streets of our commercial centers. This is very bewildering to the moral sense. You have Joan of Arc, who left a humble but honest and reputable livelihood under the eyes of her parents, to go a colonel in the company of rowdy soldiers against the enemies of France. Surely a melancholy example for one's daughters. And then you have Columbus, who may have pioneered America, but, when all is said, was a most imprudent navigator. His life is not the kind of thing one would like to put into the hands of young people. Rather, one would do one's utmost to keep it from their knowledge, as a red flag of adventure and disintegrating influence in life. The time would fail me if I were to recite all the big names in history.